This is something else I can talk about, because something else happened these past few days where it's like, we got to stop destroying people for stupidity, you know? Like, you can't keep taking away what people have, or ridiculing them, or going after their jobs, or going after the sponsors, going after their money every time they say something stupid. What you have a responsibility to do is educate them and use it to start the conversation, you know? So I like this a lot, and it reminded me of what happened over at League of Legends, which was, let me find this for you. So I'm sure you saw that there was an incident involving League of Legends, and it was involving the coach Saint Vicious. Now, I obviously know Saint Vicious because he's old school and goes you know, all the way back, right? He said he made some comments on his stream. I'm just gonna see if the clip is still there. I'm guessing it's been deleted. So let's get the
depression a made up excuse.
Yeah, I think
it's
a
made up excuse.
Okay, so he's not the first person to say this, by the fucking way. So you are gonna have heard this before. Now, I'll say this, right? I'm somebody that's had depression, been treated for depression. I don't suffer with depression anymore. I have the odd bout, but I'm not clinically depressed. Depression as a concept, like things like depression and anxiety as a concept, they suffer immensely because we use the word depression. And over the years, the word depression, being depressed, it's become almost interchangeable with the word, like, you know, sad or upset or miserable. That's not what we mean when we say somebody's depressed, right? When you're clinically depressed, it's very, very different to being, I'm feeling a bit depressed actually, mate. Like, it's not, they're not the same things. I've seen lots of people, you know, I think Sin Bear was a streamer. I think she said, oh, it's all made up, you know? And there was a big furor about that, if I remember at the time. But I've heard it a few times. I've heard lots of people say, oh, depression ain't real, just pull yourself together, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now, as I said, I'm somebody that suffered with depression. My life has had, like, huge negative impacts, you know, because of depression as a disease. You know, I've had two friends kill themselves. Completely out of left field. Like, a guy who had everything. Like, in his early 20s, semi-professional footballer, very successful in esports, beautiful fiance, no signs whatsoever, woke up one day, deleted all of his, like, online history, his online presence, wrote a blog post on his personal blog that just said, love above all, just three words, and then he went and threw himself in front of a train and just killed himself. You know, you if you tell me that isn't somebody who's sick, you know, like, is ill, that person couldn't have pulled themselves together, you know. So you know, I know firsthand, right? But equally, I've heard people say it to me all the time. Oh, Richard, you know, it's depression is fucking, yeah, just people whine, don't they? You know, and I'll say, there is something to be said about the self-diagnosed mental illness these days. But equally, as you know from my stream, I think there's a lot of undiagnosed mental illness that goes under the surface because of how we fucking interact with each other and you know, our constant exposure to social media, our constant, you know, online interactions, the way social media works. I think in 10 years from now, we're going to realize, actually, we created a generation that's going through a mental health crisis. Now, what Saint Vicious did, he was live on his stream, and Saint Vicious's his stream was legendary. He used to accidentally leak stuff, he'd have arguments, you know, he'd get drunk. I think he got banned from a time because he did this thing where he, like, rated, like, women players or something. I don't even remember, you know. It's been up and down with Saint, but he's just a guy who, you know, speaks his mind, and sometimes he doesn't engage all of the fucking gears before he speaks it, right? So he was doing he was asked about depression while on his stream by his fucking by his guy. Like, you guys are in the chat right now. You might ask me a question. I might not know the answer, but I might feel compelled to answer it. And I might say something really fucking dumb. Can happen to everybody. Do I deserve to lose my job? Probably not. Do I deserve to lose sponsorships? Probably not. Do I deserve to be castigated forever for saying something ignorant? No. I mean, that's my take. That's always been my take, right? But here's what he said anyway about depression. And again, I'll just prepare you. It's stupefyingly ill-informed, okay? But you'll have heard opinions like this before. It's not going to shock you.
Depression a made-up excuse? I think it's a made-up excuse. Like, you don't think that, like, I've, like, been in points in my life where I'm, like, depressed or down or things like that? Of course. But then, you know what? I just kind of, like, woke up one day and I'm like, I'm going to, like, fight my way out of this shit because I'm being a little weak bitch, and I fucking fought my way out of it. And I fucking, like, became a better person. I didn't, like, go look to, like, try to get people to help me or, like, cry about it. I realized, like, I was just being a fucking weak bitch. It's not an illness. I think depression's full of shit. I think depression's just some, like, made-up bullshit. Depression, anxiety, ADHD, all that shit is just fucking made-up bullshit. It really is. Don't see what's wrong with getting help. You can get help, but the...
So, yeah, I mean, you know, that definitely ain't it, Chief, is it? I mean, I don't think we can all agree. You know, it is a stupefyingly ignorant take on mental health. And one of the reasons why, actually, people don't get mental health checkups, and why a lot of people, you know, guys, mostly, if you look at the data, internalize mental health problems, which leads to more and more problems down the road, is that there is this, like, just man up, you know, you're being a weak bitch. You heard it, right? You know, and this is incredibly destructive as a mindset, because it makes people bottle things up to the point where they have this explosive, you know, outpouring of self-harm. Usually this is the, you know, again, having been around people who've committed suicide and knowing a little bit about it, you're not even a real journalist. You know, you'll very often notice as well, like, people sometimes they you know, they seem better just before they do it, because it's like finally the weight is off their mind. You know, they know they're not going to have to exist anymore and deal with the problems and the illness. And this is why a lot of people always say, wow, I didn't see it coming, you know. It's because people don't talk. They bottle shit up. And they bottle shit up because people say, like, shit, like, you're just being a weak bitch. You know, you have to carry that can. So it's unbelievably ill-informed. I did see some funny responses. My good friend LS, the League of Legends coach. I want to see if I can find his tweet, because I want to do it justice. I really want to do it justice. Let me find it, because, like I say, me and Alice are good friends. He's an incredibly talented guy. He is a guy who, if you've known Nick a while, he, he has gone through depression and anxiety, and, you know. Oh, he actually deleted the tweet. Oh, that's a shame. Well, basically, so LS, I think, put a tweet out saying, oh, you think male pattern baldness is real? You know, you think I was fucking, you know, born without hair? No, I just realized I was being a little weak bitch and grew some hair, you know? So I thought that was hilarious, because, again, it shows us something that's obviously, like, very fucking biologically, you know, it's genetic. It's absolutely real, you know, and obviously Saint suffers from male pattern baldness, so... I thought that was a funny way of, like, you know, holding a mirror up to the hypocrisy and the stupidity. If you do know somebody that doesn't understand how depression operates, let me tell you a little bit about, you know, one of the ways I've explained it to people in the past is, so it's an illness. It's like a virus, right? You know, it's like a computer virus, right? Gets onto your system, and then it deactivates the antivirus software, deactivates the way that you would naturally protect yourself. So very often you'll find people with depression, they stop taking care of themselves, they stop being healthy, you know, they'll stop eating, they'll stop washing. There's a lot of telltale signs. It's basically the illness actually prevents you doing a lot of the things that could help improve your life, help you feel better, you know, on a chemical level, on a physical level, on an emotional level. And people don't realize, you know, people don't realize that. They don't realize that part of it, that it's like, it's immensely frustrating when you're locked into a depressive episode, because people can give you the advice, but you cannot execute. You can't do it. People can say, oh, hey, look, let's go out. And it's like, I don't want to. Like, I don't even want to be looked at right now. Like, I feel disgusting. Like, I don't want to be out, you know? So that's not going to cheer me up, you know? Appreciate you trying to drag me out, you know, as a friend and not let me wallow, but I can't do that right now. Or again, you know, your diet is a, you know, there's a lot of studies now that link, mental health issues to dietary problems and it exacerbates. Like, my weight balloons up and down, because I get both ends of the spectrum. Like, sometimes if I'm really stressed, I eat a lot. Like, it's a crutch, you know? It's like alcohol and food become my crutch. Like, it's like I get my dopamine receptors firing. So it's like really unhealthy for me to do it. And other times I lose lots of weight when I'm like really depressed and I'm not taking care of myself because I just don't eat and I just sleep all the time, you know? So it's like, there's, and again, all of this is bad for you. It like compounds the problem. There's so many things, you know, with it. And sometimes, and this is the worst part of depression a lot of the time, is you can't explain it. Like, it, because it doesn't care whether you got millions in the bank. It doesn't care whether you got, you know, fucking a great job and a great relationship and loads of friends. Some days you'll wake up and then you get this guilt. You get this like nagging guilt, like, my life's good, man. I ain't starving in a third world country. I got money in the bank. What's wrong with me? Why am I depressed? Why am I miserable? And then you start to mind fuck yourself with this guilt because you don't realize you're ill. You don't realize you're sick. So you don't do anything about it, you know? So there's a lot about depression that will prevent people getting help. So stuff like this isn't good, you know? There's no two ways about it. But there was a furor. It went off like a bushfire, and I just kind of felt like, you know, I knew where it was gonna go. People basically, you know, said what Saint said was unconscionable, and people were saying he was a danger to young kids with this attitude, and he's a coach in for a League of Legends team in LEC or whatever it's called now. And that to me was just going a bit too far over the top, right? And he ended up having to resign his job, which he did. He quit FlyQuest, and I'm pretty sure it was a jump before we push you. And you can see here, later he backtracked and claimed he had suffered from depression himself, but in a statement on Sunday he apologized for his callousness. I said some seriously inconsiderate things on my stream yesterday. I said that mental issues were exaggerated and that people suffering from those issues should be able to overcome it on their own. This was an ignorant statement stemming from my severe lack of subject matter knowledge. I was surprised to realize just how uninformed I was regarding mental health, especially because it is an important part of my responsibilities as a coach. I hope through this reality check I can grow up, become an advocate for mental health issues and a better pillar for the people I care about. FlyQuest, a professional League of Legends team, you know, based in the US. So I mean, you know, I think we can all see right there, you know, that like I think that's genuine. I think that's fucking genuine, you know. And it was like the timing was really bad for him to say that. And it was probably why it came up, because obviously, Voyboy, who's done loads of, you know, great work for mental health charities, but doesn't like to talk about it, doesn't feel the need to toot his own horn. Again, just, you know, putting that out there for other esports personalities that might want to fucking think about that. You can see, that he went to the, All-Stars event where he played with Double Lift. It was great to see Voyboy back in action. Big fan of his, and he's always been a super cool dude. So off the back of that, unfortunately, what happened was, you know, obviously it was magnified because you had this guy doing this thing for charity as well. So But this is what Void Boy said. They won the $10,000. Oh, sorry, $100,000 for charity.
I mean, I know a lot of gamers, myself personally, family, friends, you know, mental health is something that's often overlooked and overshadowed. Sometimes people are scared of talking about how they feel or what's going through their heads. And it's okay to, you know, be down, be going through a rough time, reach out for help and, you know, have people supporting you and having your back, just like Doublelift had my back in the 2v2s. Hey, so hopefully this 100K is going to go to raising a lot of awareness, mental health resources, you know, therapy, and just helping a lot of people out and changing some lives. So that's the goal, and I'm happy we were able to raise it for such an important cause.
Perfectly said. I love it, boys.
What a great guy, right? So, you know, the timing was terrible. You have a beloved community player going out and, you know, making $100,000 for charity, playing with Doublelift, who's gone through his own, like, personal tragedies and somehow has, you know, had the mental fortitude to be able to, you know, still be out there, still playing, still in the public eye. And then, obviously, somebody comes to St. Vicious's stream and says, oh, have you seen this? And then he goes, well, I think it's bullshit, right? So, boom, it's, you know. And listen, hot take fucking central. It is such a stupid thing to say. But you know what would have been better? Here's what I would have liked to have seen. I would have liked to have seen, like, maybe, you know, like, Void Boy reach out and connect St. Vicious to one of the mental health charities that Void Boy's worked with, right? And then St. Vicious agrees and says, you know what? I was out of my depth. I shouldn't have said anything. And he fucking goes away and he does some work with the charity. So the charity gets the benefit of that. St. Vicious gets the benefit of education. Maybe FlyQuest, if they feel absolutely necessary, they say, hey, we're going to suspend him for a season and we're going to send him away on a training course so he can learn more about mental health. But we value him as a coach. We value his experience. And he's an essential part of the League of Legends community. And we're going to welcome him back when he's better educated on the issue. And I just think if that had happened, wouldn't that have just been a way everybody wins? But instead, because it's social media and because it's like we have to get the bad man and we must ruin the bad man who said the bad thing, you know, St. Vicious ain't a bad fucking guy. He just said some dumb shit about depression, you know? Like, you don't need to fucking end his career over it. Like, legit, there was definitely a way that this could have been turned into a net benefit for everybody. You know, and again, look, I'm saying that as somebody that suffered with depression. I'm saying that as somebody whose life has been ravaged by the horrors of what this disease does to people. But I would still have extended an olive branch, you know. I wanted to reach out and talk to him before FlyQuest fired him, but it all happened so quick. I was going to be like, listen, brother, you know, this. So again, like, we've talked in the past. He's a cool guy. But yeah, like, just... Why does it always have to go this far? You know, it's like, I don't know, man. I think when you create, and again, here's also what it does. It encourages people who agree with St. Vicious, because we've had no dialogue. Because there was no very public introduction of the facts into the debate. It was just like a bunch of people saying, look, depression's real. Fuck St. Vicious. And then, so I bet there's a ton of fans of St. Vicious right now who are super pissed off, think that there's like the powerful depression lobby got him. And they're going to be like, you know, their negative thoughts are going to be like completely entrenched now. They're going to be locked into their mode of thinking because that we've created a divide rather than a bridge. And it's just, I don't know, man, it's just fucked up. You're right, man. We every time there's a controversy, we handle it in this way where it's like we further the polarization. And it's like, let's not do that. Let's stop doing that. Let's stop fucking, you know, firing people for dumb shit. Let's stop firing people for dumb things. Like, dumb people, right? Like, okay, have you ever met anybody who was like smart in every component, every facet of their life? Have you ever met anybody that like knew everything about everything? I haven't. I'm definitely not that guy. Consider myself to be a smart dude, but I'm pretty sure I'm fucking like woefully ignorant in a lot of fucking areas. Now, if I said something dumb about it, that doesn't mean that I should be pushed into the periphery. Oh God, Richard, the science has completely changed. Halal. I mean, factor that in as well, like generational things. St. Vicious was in the military where they teach you a mindset of thinking of self-sufficiency, you know, pull yourself together, man up. You have to have that in the military environment, right? It's the military. That thought process is why I'm convinced it's a big part of why we have so many veterans committing suicide. Is you are taught to be self-sufficient. You are taught to rely on your unit and nothing else. That's it. It's how it has to be. That's what you have to do when you're in combat, right? So how do you not factor that in, that this is a veteran talking? Like, oh no, man, it's so fucked up. So anyway, have you ever fucking, you know, met anybody who was smart across the board? Well, no. What do? You educate them, you know, like age again, man. Like, fuck, people were taught crazy shit 20, 30 years ago. And then they go, well, that's not what I was taught at school. It's like, yeah, it changed. Shit changed. Sorry, nobody believes that shit now. You know, like, what do? Do we bash them over the head because the educational system wasn't as good 30 years ago? Or the science wasn't decided 30 years ago? Do we keep punishing people for not knowing shit? You know, like, it's fucking wild, dude.